Good morning and welcome to A Voice of a People here live on WGH Talk. How you doing out there? Boy, it is nice and sunshiny. Wow, and the temperature is getting very, very warm. And what was that prediction that the groundhog made? One was WMRN said early spring. The one we had here on WGH was Miss Ohio. She was in a suit like a groundhog. It had a big head and all that. And they had pizza, right? And she pointed toward the pizza because she didn't have a thumb, so she couldn't pick it up. And she predicted 6 more weeks of winter. So here we are, people. It's nice. I guess it's kind of hard to predict exactly what Mother Nature is going to do. But once again, welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. My name is Linda Sims, and the name of the program is A Voice of a People. Keep that in mind, okay? We stream live also on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH or call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments or just want to be a part of our show today. We will be broadcasting from now until 11 o'clock, top of the hour. We begin again at 11:15 until 12 noon. Let me share with you some things I need to, starting with people who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, no free produce until April 2024. They also have a wellness fitness campus adjacent to their sanctuary, open to the public, but please respect their property. We also have Cheryl Lee, who is my guest today. She is the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and County elementary schools, along with North Union's City and County elementary schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. I like to start my show off with a thought for today. And before I get there, don't forget, it's leap year. There's an extra day in February this year, okay? And this is also Black History Month. So let's see what the thought is today. My phone was telling me no internet connection. Let me see if I can bring up anything. What's today, the 8th already?
Yes.
I must not be on the internet. Ooh. I'm going to do tomorrow, learn to love ourselves. We'll go there. People look for love through relationship. Yet, this love is colored and with expectation. When these expectations are not fulfilled, there is a tendency to get upset. Before we can love others, we need to learn to love ourselves. When I love myself, I am able to appreciate all the unique qualities and virtues that are part of me. I feel happy and secure within myself, and I am able to project that love out toward other people. The more love I express, the more love I receive in return, filling my life with joy. So hopefully, that'll help some of you, and if you are already loving yourself, share that with someone else, because we do need to love and appreciate ourselves for who we are. And if we don't like who we are, change it, right? Change it for the better. All right, now, let's see here. I have Cheryl Lee Oh, I'll let her tell you about the silent auction. I forgot that announcement that fast, so we will let her. How are you doing today, Shirley?
Linda, I'm doing fine.
Great. So good to see you.
I know. And Linda's been telling me of some things that she's gotten herself into, and she's not real sure.
I better hurry up and be sure.
You're going to be great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, Linda's going to be dancing with the stars here in Marion, Ohio. And that's exciting. So we were having fun talking about that. But Child Evangelism Fellowship, we're hosting our annual fundraiser. It is our large fundraiser for Marion County, and we are just one county out of eight counties for our chapter. And so, as always, Cornerstone Alliance Church on Marion, Marysville Road South has kindly is allowing us to use their facility. It is going to be during the day, is March the 2nd, the first Saturday of March. The doors open at 10:30. The event starts at 11, but if you're there at 10:30, you can start bidding. It is a silent auction. You can start bidding at any time. So doors open at 10:30. Event is from 11 to 2. The closing of the auction is at 1. And we get people out the doors really very, I'm so pleased with how well we are able to get people out the door right, you know, by 2.
Right.
And we have a great time. We always, when the auction is over and we start awarding the items to our attendees, we always announce the number of the person. Then we announce what the item went for.
Right.
Because a lot of these items are given by other attendees, and they enjoy seeing their item, how much it brought in ministry, for the children of our community. So it's just a quick, fun day. We have a wonderful lunch planned. It is $10 a person at the door, which includes your lunch, and your lunch is going to be just a nice lunch full of sandwich, mac and cheese, a bean, chips, a dessert, and a drink. So nothing fancy, but all comfort food that we have to take in the thought of so many different people,
right,
and children, that we, you know, just stayed with the basics.
Right.
But you will have as much as you want to eat, so it you will be filled, you will be content, and you'll spend. We want to have happy people attending.
That's true. You will spend so many items to look at and spend money on, right?
Right.
So
right.
Many.
Well, and, you know, and we encourage people too, because you've got, this is happening the 1st of March, which is wonderful, because you've got birthdays coming up, you've got graduations coming up, you have weddings coming up, you may have special events coming up, like an anniversary for someone who's special or whatever, you know, your parents or siblings. So there's always ways that you can use these gifts or these items.
True.
You know, there. So did I say weddings? I'm sure I did. But, you know, there's
whatever.
Just so many ways. And if you think ahead and you're saying, okay, I can use this, yes, this, and this, and I can still give to CEF for their children ministries. And that's what we want you to do, is we want you to think, this is not a basement bargain silent auction. It is a fundraiser. And we would like all of you to come. You're more than welcome to come, and we'd like you to sit and have a good time with us and have an idea of what you would like to give to the ministry. Maybe there's nothing there you want to bid on, and that's okay. But please be willing to still give a gift to the ministry, and that is what we are hoping you'll do. We are going to have the children of our across our county, the children are invited to come and sing some songs that we teach them in the clubs.
That's always a treat.
It is. It's always fun to watch them. And so we're doing that. Now, Linda did say that we are in all the city schools, elementary city schools. We're also in all the Marion County schools. and we're in North Union City School. So, or school district, excuse me, it's North Union School District. So we have got 12 different schools that the children are going to be coming in from.
Great.
Yeah.
So what year is this?
Oh my gosh, Linda, you always do that to me. I don't know.
It's an annual thing.
Do you not see this gray hair on my head? It means time flies.
I know it does, and I'm trying to think. We've had this so many years. Now, how many is it? I'm like, I can't even believe, like, since 2009, right?
Right, but we didn't do it for the first few years. So I know that we're probably in our 12th year.
Okay.
Long enough that we can actually claim it's an annual event.
Yes, it's annual.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so we are just looking forward to having it again and raising funding for CEF. You know, it would be so wonderful if we had just a steady stream of income coming in, you know, where we didn't have to focus so much on fundraising and we could focus more on what we can do for the kids.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. In a perfect world.
Oh, yeah. In a perfect world. Absolutely.
But it's not. So we do this. We enjoy it. And we enjoy having the people come and learn about Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF. And you can ask questions all day long if you'd like to, or we can give you information or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Now, we are contacting our table sponsors from the last year or so. And a table sponsor is just a company or an individual who has a heart for children.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're contacted and we explain to them that this is just money that we can count on before the doors even open. And to be a table sponsor, it's simply $100. And so we are contacting our table sponsors and asking them if they'll come back to share with us again. Next time you have me, we'll give a shout out for who they were.
Great.
Because I don't want to give anybody's name now because I'll miss somebody.
Right. You know? That's true.
And so if there are individuals who would say, hey, I can afford $100. You know, I like to participate in this. You can call me at 740-262-0939. And, you know, we'll make contact. So my number is 740-262-0939. Your name would be listed in our program. You'll be put on the wide screens, which will be a continuous scroll through the 3 hours. You'll be thanked from the stage. And you will also have a list of who our table sponsors are, and we encourage our attendees to take a home with them because some of these are businessmen and women. You know, there may be a realtor on that list, there may be an insurance company, there may be a vet, you know, or a dentist, and you may not need their service at that moment, but what's going on in your life 3 to 6 months down the road?
True.
And so we encourage our attendees to take that with them so that they can contact these people who have been faithful to helping us. So that's neat. Plus, we never know what we're going to have for auction items.
That's so true.
You know, some are new, some are vintage, some are
Always interesting. I can say that. Very
unique. And so it's not a live auction. It's a silent auction, which means that when you come through, when you register, you will get a number.
Right.
And then you just put your number down. Now, each item will have a starting bid, and that's where you'll start.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $1 increments. Unless you really want it, and you just stick a big number down there so you don't have to watch it all day.
Right.
We like big numbers. We love them. Love them.
Otherwise, you will be watching it all day.
Yes, because somebody else will come right in.
Right, they sure will.
And we have a lot of baked goods. We have some really good bakers who each year just seem to get better and better. So we've got some really nice baked goods coming this year, and from we have one woman who has faithfully brought her chocolate chip cookies. Mm-hmm. And each year, there is a battle over her chocolate chip cookies. I know.
She don't bring enough, evidently, right?
I know. It's great. I love to see those battles.
Right. Oh, my.
So, yes. And
I have to pay closer attention to those cookies this year, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have another woman who does a carrot cake. And her cake went into double digits.
Oh, yes.
It had a battle on it. So the baked goods, so even if there are things you're thinking, oh, I'm trying to declutter the house, mm-hmm. well, call me. Let me have your clutter.
Right.
Because this, the unique things, we all have clutter around our house where we have had things bought for us, mm-hmm. and it just didn't quite go well, so we put it back in the closet thinking we would do something with it. Well, those are the things that we can use for auction items. Or you went out and you bought something thinking it was going to be perfect in your TV room or your dining room or whatever, and it just looked horrible once you got there, but you didn't make it back to the store in time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are wonderful auction items. Or you're just fed up and you want to declutter, I will take your clutter and make it into money.
Right, absolutely. She will do that. Believe you me, she will do just that.
Because if we can use it for the auction,
right,
we will, or we'll bundle it, have fun things like that. Or later in the summer we have our second fundraiser, which isn't nearly as large, but it's still funding, and it's a yard sale.
Right.
So we can use your clutter as long as it's not broken, as mm-hmm. long as it's still functioning, and as long as it's clean, please.
Right.
So yes, because this is money being raised for our kids in our communities.
I was thinking about young people who maybe just moved mm-hmm. into a new place or an apartment. They could come there and find such great things, very unique things, to put in your apartment or in your bedroom or even in your house, whatever you just moved into. Because a lot of times when you move, sometimes you get rid of the old, but then you need something to replace it,
Right.
And like I bought that big bird to grow in my house last year, but it was very unique, uh-huh. only uh-huh. bird on our street or our side of town. It was almost 4 feet tall,
uh-huh.
but
uh-huh.
it's so colorful. It has all the colors of the rainbow. It's just really beautiful. So you just don't know what you may run into at
That's
the
right.
auction.
That's right. And you don't know, there are such we try to get such a cross section of items mm-hmm. so that we aren't stuck in one age group, stuff like that. And it's amazing how you can find something, like you said, with your bird mm-hmm. and how you can find something and you've got just the perfect place for it.
Yes.
Or so in unique. Your case, your husband and you are building on to make a perfect place for it.
Right. Yes, absolutely. And when it starts getting warm, mm-hmm. people move. Mm-hmm. They just really do. You find more for rent signs and more for sale signs when the weather is nice. So I know that people are moving out or moving in a place. So mm-hmm. And it just, crossed my mind. If you need something unique and different and new to put in your place, come to the silent auction.
That's
March
right.
the 12th.
No, the 2nd.
March the 2nd. Where'd I get the 12th from?
Oh, I don't know.
The 2nd.
The first Saturday of the month.
Saturday.
And it's going to be here.
Month.
It's going to be here
Tell me.
I know. Where did February? Seriously, where we're talking about? We're only talking about the 8th of February, but it's like, where did February go already?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It's gone.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Absolutely gone.
It will be in no time.
Did I hear somebody?
But yeah, there's a woman out there.
Oh, okay. Come in.
We'll just have you join right along.
We'll have Shirley talk.
Thanks. I think she's saying I'm Gabby. I know I am.
She's good.
Now, with Child Evangelism Fellowship, we are also celebrating a huge milestone as a chapter. We are going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary as a chapter this year. And so later this year, we'll be giving you more details about a gala that we will be hosting for our chapter to celebrate our 50th anniversary. Child Evangelism Fellowship has been, it was developed or founded in 1937, and it is a non-denominational international children's ministry or outreach program. We are in the summer months. We do the five-day clubs, which are hosted in parks, someone's backyard, maybe a church. So five-day clubs, if you're interested in having being a host of a five-day club, please call. Because this, again, is getting children together for a week and teaching them the good news of Jesus Christ, teaching them just how much they are loved. And you know, in our culture today, how much are children taught that they're loved? You know, sure, mom and dad love them, grandma and grandpa love them, but do they truly know how much they're loved? And we teach that during our Good News Club, during our five-day clubs. When you see us at the fairs, we teach that God loves them so much that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in his son, Jesus Christ, as the way, the truth, and the life, then they will be in God's family forever and ever. But the children today, they need to learn just how much that there is a God, that there's a loving God.
Amen.
And that he is all-powerful and he is all-knowing. So anything that they may try to pull on their mom and dad or grandma and grandpa and get away with,
right,
God sees it.
Mm-hmm.
And you should see their eyes in club when you let them know that they're caught. God sees everything.
Yeah.
And their little brains, you can just see the gears just moving around. And so they need to know that God sees them and God knows what they're doing or what they should be doing. And yet he loves them. He loves them.
Right. Yes, he does.
So we just, that it's really important for them to see that they are valued. And unfortunately, I don't think that our children, unless they're a part of a sports team, they don't feel valued. You know, unless they're a part of a show choir or younger ones jump roping, unless they're active in an after-school program, many times they don't feel valued, which is a shame because every child is valued.
Amen.
Every child is valued. And that's what we try to get across with our Good News Clubs. It's an after-school program. By parent permission, children are allowed to attend. And we understand kids still like to do the sports, and we don't stop that.
Right.
You know, we're in the schools from October to April. And so we're seeing football, we're seeing basketball, we're seeing volleyball, we're seeing all these different after-school programs. And the kids will come to club, and they'll be with us, and then their sport of interest will start. They disappear.
Right, right.
And then they come back.
Right.
You know, and we don't harbor any ill will for that, because we know that kids have to be active. You know, their minds need to be stimulated, their bodies need to be stimulated,
yes.
But they also need to know the value of what God loves them. You know, that
Amen.
God loves them, and that there is a place that Jesus Christ is preparing for those who love him and who have humbly accepted him, and also who are seeking help through just daily problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to be able to talk to somebody.
Amen.
Is a godsend. And what we want to do is teach these children how to talk to God,
mm-hmm.
and how to share their praises, their joys, and their misfortunes.
And when you said that, it made me think of people may have in their mind is some type of ritual. Mm-hmm. When you say speak to God or talk to God. But it's not a ritual.
No.
It's a conversation.
Exactly.
Right? It's a conversation. And it just went across my mind because I know that some people do not want their children to be a part of such a program because I don't know if they think people are brainwashing them or trying to make them join a cult or something like this. This is about a personal relationship. This is about the Word of God and how it can change and interchange a person's life, like mine,
mm-hmm.
which turned me around. And, you know, it educates me every day. It comforts me every day. Just the Word. And we're teaching these young children how to read the Word, how to go to the Word for encouragement or even you can go to the Word for healing. Mm-hmm. There's scriptures in there on healing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have faith in those words and that they will heal your body, you can be healed. You know, so we don't want any of you to think that it's some type of ritual or people are trying to mind, change your children's mind. It's not about that. It's about the basics of God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to basics. Right.
Right.
In the beginning was the word. And we have to realize and not forget, we may be kind of far from it, but these United States were built and based upon the Word of God.
Right.
And it used to be everywhere, in the schools, in the courthouse, in your house, on the TV. It was everywhere. Now, somehow man has got into their mind. They don't need it. But we do need it. Look at our country.
Look at the level of anxieties
yes.
and stresses in young people.
Mental.
Yes.
Challenges.
Exactly. Because they have nowhere. They, you know, the world is saying falsehoods.
Mm-hmm.
So where is their standard?
Right.
Where is their foundation?
Right.
You know, the devil, Satan, has worked very hard and long, and people in their wisdom mm-hmm. have followed him.
There. Right.
And, you know, Proverbs over and over again says how, you know, wisdom in your own eyes is foolishness.
It is.
And that's where we are. You know, seriously,
yes.
that's where our culture is. Look at our government. You know, look at the Association for Teachers, you know, the Education Association, and all the stuff that they're making our teachers teach. Now, some of the teachers, it goes with their personality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so you, like in anything, you have some that will just go with it without
right.
questioning it. And then there's others where it's a conviction for them because they have a Christian belief
right.
and or a good moral compass.
Right.
Because you don't have, there are a lot of good people who will who will not be in God's presence because they've never humbled themselves and asked God to forgive them of their sins. There's a lot of good people that I have met before and would have believed that they were born again, that they had surrendered it all to Jesus. You know, and that's not the case. So there are a lot of good people who have good moral compasses, but when it's time to stand in front of our Lord, these people will be moved away. You know, they will
right.
not be in God's presence in the end.
You know, back when we were younger and you would hear that, you know, there may come a time when people would take away our Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
I just never imagined what that would look like or feel like it, or if it would ever be possible, you know. But the more and more we live in this world and the further and further we move away from God, that could be a reality.
Oh, I think it will be a reality.
You know, persecution of the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
But I want people to just kind of stretch their minds. What will you stand on? If you can't stand on the Word of God, what will you be standing on?
What will your foundation be?
Yeah, your foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stand on your own two legs. Even though a lot of us think so, I got this. You hear that all the time. I got this. God knows me. I know Him. He loves me. So, hey, I don't have to worry about it. But does He really know you? Because there is a scripture that says, depart from me, I never knew you. Because people will be saying, Lord, you know, I went to church every Sunday. You know, I was praying over people, laying hands on people, healing the sick, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And He says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. We do not want to be in that category. We do not want our children or any of our seed to fall in that category.
Right.
And they will be lost.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And when you're saying that the persecution of Christians, Linda, we live in a bubble here in the United States. And there's persecution of Christians all the time in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it never gets any airtime. Because it's not part of what the news is pushing right now.
Right, right.
You know. But I do believe, I think that there is a movement within the United States, and Christians, unfortunately, right now we live in a very, I think, more conservative state.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other states that Christians aren't doing as well.
Yeah.
You know.
And so in a form, it's already started persecution.
I think so.
I do too.
I do too. We're just not seeing the beheading. Like, now we have had incidents the last few years or whatever where that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
But not on a regular basis like in the Middle East countries and things of that sort. But yeah, what is persecution?
Mm-hmm.
My friend and I, years ago, we were talking about, because we were not we were not brought up in the church.
Right.
And so what we thought was a mountain was a mountain.
Right.
Where with someone who was brought up into the church, what they found as a mountain, we just kind of laughed. I mean, not laughed at her situation because we knew where she was from, but it's like we snickered that, oh my goodness, the difference between what one person thinks is a mountain. So we weren't laughing at her or her circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get that straight.
Right.
But what we were kind of snickering about is just what one person thinks is a mountain versus what another person thinks is a mountain.
Right.
You know, in so many of the African or the Middle East countries, you know, these people, if they are discovered with the Bible,
true,
you know, it's a death warrant for them.
Yes.
And yet they are willing to host underground churches and Bible studies and stuff like that. Would I be strong enough to do that?
That's a good question, Shirley.
You know? I mean, like, my family, you know, I try to talk to them or whatever, and it's like,
right,
you know.
It can be that, yes.
But you still, when there is an opening, when God gives us an opening, we have to be brave enough
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and firm enough to walk through that door.
Oh, yeah.
And will there be egg on our face? A lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Because my family are good people. They're in that category of good people. But they don't want it. But, you know, that's it.
I have a grandson that says, every time I see you, Grandma, all you do is preach to me. And I thought, really? I had to stop and think about that. And I said, I do like that, you know? He said, yes, every time I see you, I always preach it. In a disdain like way, he said that to me, you know? And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't know I was preaching to you. I'm just trying to share some wisdom with you. You know
mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't talk to me much anymore. He kind of stays away. But I said, Lord, you know what? I know you know. You know where he is. He's given his life to you. Mm-hmm. You know, and he knows, but I can pray for him.
Right.
You know, I can pray for him. So I just kind of like, okay. He's the one that had the new baby.
Oh, how fun. Well, and you know, that's the, but that baby will make a big change in his attitude.
Good.
And the way he thinks and stuff. We've seen it.
Yes,
you know,
we have.
We've seen it over and over again. Plus, Linda, you have to pray. God commands us to pray.
Yes, he does.
You know, Jesus commanded us to love one another and to pray for one another and stuff. He didn't say, if you want to. Mm-hmm. He says, do it.
Right.
You know, and so we don't have a choice. But as we're praying, don't we pray that God will send someone into our child or grandchild or our sister's child's life to share some pearls of wisdom?
Right.
You know, and so if we're praying for someone to come into our family or circle of influences life, mm-hmm. to share those wisdoms of pearls, don't you think that you're going to be that person sharing that wisdom sometimes too?
Right.
You
Absolutely.
Know, because other people are doing the same thing, asking God to have their children or their family's paths crossed. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, yeah, I've thought of that many times. It's like, Lord, just let me recognize when I'm that person, and let me be bold enough.
Oh yeah, definitely.
With your words
definitely.
To say,
right?
Yeah, don't let me be bold enough in my own presence, but let me be bold in the Spirit.
Right.
And I think that's really the big thing. But don't give up on him. You know, just keep praying for him.
Yes.
And what I find too is like every so often I will do a family text. Mm-hmm. Because they can't beat me over the phone.
That's so true.
And I'll text out, like, you know, oh, man, I just saw the most beautiful twin rainbows. Uh-huh. God sure knew what he was doing when he made the rainbow. You know?
Right.
Something
that
like that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like just
getting it
quirky,
in there, right?
But it's in there.
Yes. Yes, yeah. It is.
And so I do that every so often. Or if I'm listening to something on YouTube that really is relevant to what's going on,
right.
And stuff like this, I'll find the link and put it out there and say, oh, you guys, I think you'll find this really interesting. Let me know what you think.
Right.
You know, like ask their, and I'll even, if it's from a pastor or whatever, I'll say, just overlook what the pastor's saying and listen to what he's talking about.
Right.
Now
they
have to listen to it all.
Right. Absolutely.
But just kind of like disarm them.
Right.
And then just plug it in.
Don't focus right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just keep it moving.
That's exactly right. So texting is a wonderful tool.
It is.
For us to be able to get things in.
So right about that. Texting mm-hmm. is, I love the cell phone, our little handheld computers, you know what I mean, because you could text everybody. And it's more handy than an actual laptop or a computer because it fits right in your hand, right? And everybody's name and numbers and emails is like right there, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I do like that. But there's just some battles, like you said, choose your battles wisely.
Yep.
Because we can't fight every battle. We have to allow God to fight. Mm-hmm. Battles for us as
This past weekend, my granddaughter, she lost her oil plug. And so a voice in her head told her to park. Mm-hmm. You know, pull in here, park. So after a day of trying to get things moved around for her and stuff like this, because I had to run into town. I had to, her grandfather was at some training for the day, so I ran into the town because I asked her, I said, how many hours? Because she'd already called and told work that she'd be late or maybe even not come in because of what's going on with her car. I asked her, how many hours are you scheduled? She says, 6. I said, going to work. So I ran in, got her to work. As to make a short story, at the end of the day, my husband and my granddaughter came to pick me up at our daughter's house,
okay.
You know, because I got kind of, vehicles had to be used and I got stranded.
Okay.
So then my granddaughter is talking about how, you know, she just had this voice in her head telling her what to do. Really? And she was just listening. And I told her, I said, Jenna, I said, you know what you had was God giving you directions of what to do. And the reason why you had God telling you or giving you directions mm-hmm. is because you are prayed over. You are prayed for and you are prayed over all the time.
Right.
And God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
Now, my daughter's heart is very hard. She lets us take the boys to church. I'm thankful for that. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't want anything to do with church. And my son-in-law goes along with my daughter.
Right.
But the whole thing is, Linda, the point I'm trying to make is that my granddaughter just had this miracle, really.
Okay.
And then, because the engine wasn't blown or anything. I mean, she lost all her oil.
Right.
And, you know, the engine was still good and stuff. So I'm thanking God, still praising God for that. But at the end of the day, when I told her, I said, Jenna, that was God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you're prayed over, you know. My kids in the background heard this.
Mm.
I mean, I'm talking to one child
right.
on a level, but they're back here hearing this.
Listening, yes.
Yes, and I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Right.
Because he gave me the wisdom and the boldness to use it.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So.
Wow. Good thing she listened.
Oh, yes.
You know, because God probably talks to him all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know you've heard this as well as I. Your first voice is usually God talking to you, right? And that's the one we usually override. Well, I don't think so. Maybe I'll try it this way or that way. But I was always told that coming up, you know, mm-hmm. that first voice was him.
That makes sense. Makes sense.
Always follow your first mind, you know.
Uh-huh.
But for him to give her detail by detail, that's beautiful.
Isn't it
awesome?
Yes.
He's the only awesome thing.
Yes. Yes, because, you know, she's a young person.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a young lady, but she's still young at 22.
Right.
You know, 23, excuse
but
me.
She 23. Yes. God talking to her.
Exactly.
Woo!
I know.
Progress.
Yes, that is.
We are out of time for the first hour. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Hopefully you stay around for the next hour, 11:15 to the top of the hour of 12 noon. This is Linda Sims, A Voice of a People, out, and Cheryl Lee, the coordinator of Child Evangelism Fellowship. I'm not going to put any pressure on her, but till next time, be blessed. Thank you so much.